It's the God Jiholi, and welcome back to the Dream Team Manifest. I should really make this a new season, but I'm not. I ain't talked to y'all since August 1st, so it's been a couple months. I talk when I got something to say, you know. I'm not even going to promise more consistency. I'm just going to say every time you get something, just expect the highest level manifestation talk in the world, right? So, I may have discussed this before, but not the way I want to put it today. So today, I'm going to put it in this way. First and foremost, let's thank the creator and the conceiver for allowing us to be in a space where I could say something that hopefully it resonate with you. And you could take it, put it in a locket, close the locket and walk around with it. And the locket is solid gold, 20 carats. So it ain't even, it's going to be in there. You know what I'm saying? It ain't even going to tarnish. And if it don't, man, you could put it in your sock. You know what I'm saying? You could put it in the, your local trash bin. Or you could take a picture, upload it to your phone, and then put it in a recycling bin. Right? So your dreams will never come true. Of course, that's like, some people would say that's like a troll title. But no, I'm serious, though. Your dreams will never come true. Ever. Because your dreams are unrealistic. Now, when I talk about dreaming, I don't go into the world of realism, because if you're thinking about what's real, then you're thinking about what's actual, what's right in front of your face. And you can never really dream without vision. So if you're looking at whatever's in front of your face, you're looking at what's manifested. You'll never properly manifest, right? So that's not what I'm promoting. I'm not promoting that you look at your life through realism, which is whatever is actual. I'm proposing that you change your idea of what your dream actually is. Because most people's dreams is void of challenge. What people are actually trying to do, they're trying to wake up one day and not ever have a problem in life. That's their dream. That's the real dream. Because most people, when they get to their dreams, they realize that they still miserable. They still self-conscious. They still got all the major issues they had before they actually went into the whatever dream that they thought they wanted, right? And so you can't compensate the self-work and replace the self-work and negate the self-work with finally getting to a position that you think you're going to be happy in, where you're not going to have any challenges. You can't wake up one day and be like, this is my dream life, and it's no challenges. It's challenges that come with shit you don't even think about. Like, for instance, is a challenge being single? Being single has its challenges. Also a challenge being married. Being married has its challenges. And you can only be single or married. Let's say you do whatever's in the middle, like dating, right? Dating has its challenges. So whether you're single, dating, or married, you're gonna have challenges. And you can only be one of those three. You can be single, dating, married, or dead. It's the only options, right? So you think I'm gonna have this brand new car, right? Yo, brand new car, shit happened with them too. You gotta buy the shit, first of all. Second of all, the maintenance is higher than all the other cars. It's challenges that come with even having a brand new car, bro. The challenge of keeping it looking brand new is a challenge. You will never wake up and live a life void of challenges. The more you get, the more you are challenged. The more you receive from what you manifested, the more you are challenged to keep it. This is the realm of challenge. You're never in your life going to wake up and be like, this is my dream life. I have the day that happens. That's going to be the day you die. Trust me. It's a reason people who leave suicide notes, they only got two tones with the notes. One tone is, I'm ready to get the fuck out of here. I feel like I'm above this place. And the other tone is, I'm ready to get the fuck out of here. I can't take this place. Both of those people is ready to go. They are truly ready to go. And I know because they did it. They proved it. They went. You ain't ready to go because you listening to this. You get what I'm saying? You would be writing one of those notes if you didn't. So that's the only way you're going to be like out of here. And like, I'm over challenges. Other than that, you're into challenges because you're into living. It's the same thing. You live, you have challenges. I don't know how many times I got to break down the fact that no matter how high you go, no matter how low you go, it's always going to be shit. There's people right now, right? I could be jealous of a homeless person. I could say, damn, I live in L.A. Rent costs an arm, leg, and a half a slice of ear around this motherfucker, right? And look at these homeless motherfuckers living rent-free. But they got their challenges. Yeah, they don't pay no rent. But I mean, like, they don't sleep in a comfortable bed in a house and have shelter, like walls around there. You get what I'm saying? Like, take a look at me and be like, that's the dream life. Well, nigga, you got to come up with this. You know what I'm saying? You got to come up with it. You got to come with that rent every month. You feel me? So if you want a life void of challenges, you're going to have to go to some other realm. Your mom, your dad, your grandparents, they all going to die one day. One day you're going to wake up and they're going to be dead regardless of whatever life you have. If you're really attached to them, that's going to hurt you. That's going to be a huge hurdle. And we know that's coming. We know that's coming. You know why? Because we know people die. Unless you die before them, which is not the natural order. If it happens naturally, you will have. Think about this. You got four grandparents, two parents. Right? I believe I'm right. Yeah, four grandparents, two parents. That's six funerals. That's 6 days of your life. You're going to wake up and have the worst day of your life. If that's how you choose to look at them passing on, it's like a bad thing. Those are six times you will have the worst day of your life. You're going to have 25 times where your car breaks down in your life. You're going to have 86 times where somebody playing with your money. And you need that. No matter what position you're in. You're going to have bad hair days. No matter what position you're in. You're going to wake up and be like, I ain't feeling my hair. You're going to wake up and be like, yo, I'm getting gray hair. You're going to wake up and be like, yo, I'm getting a fucking mustache now. Whatever it is. No matter what position you're in, you live in a body. That body is in a physical world, and that physical world is all about challenge. So this idea you have in your mind of your dream life is never going to come true because it's not realistic. So I don't just say that the bag on motherfuckers. So let me give you the solution to this shit, right? You know, when you godly, right? I'm gonna tell you why your life is easier when you live your life on a certain vibration, right? It's not that you are void of challenges when you at the level I'm at. It's not like you void of challenges. It's that you conscious of your challenges, one, and two, you create your own challenges. See, like, Your challenges is only going to be created. I believe I've definitely said this before, but I'll say it again. Your challenges are only going to be created for you when you don't create them yourself. It's like, if you keep, it's like this. You keep putting something off because you don't want the challenge. Put it off, put it off, put it off, put it off, put it off. One day, you can't put it off no more. You got to deal with it today. And it's way worse now than it would have been had you just did it when you first knew it was a challenge. That's the way it worked. You can't avoid the challenge. You can just temporarily avoid the challenge. You can't all the way. You got to go through the hurdles. Right? So, if you set up your own challenges, you'll have less challenges. It's a real thing. It's a real science. Trust me. I know I do it. It's true. If you set up, let's say, you know what working out is? It's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Working out is setting up your own challenges with your body, pushing your own body forward so that you don't have the issues in the future with your body. You get what I'm saying? See, like, you can sit on the couch all day and, you know, whatever, whatever, but you're going to have issues with your body that this person that work out 3 times a week, 4 times a week, is not going to have. That's literally creating your own challenges. You think, nigga, nobody thinks working out is easy. It's not one person on the planet that really push their body that think working out is easy. It's a fucking challenge. But it's my challenge that I set up for myself, so I don't got to deal with the bigger challenge in the future. So that's a perfect example. How can I make my life less challenging? You can't. What you can do is set up your own challenges so that it's kind of like cheating, right? It's kind of like the teacher handing out a test, right? To everybody. But it's like, yo, if you come in, look, you could do the test on Thursday that I give you. I mean, on Friday that I give you. Or you can do the test on Thursday and make up your own. I'm in that Thursday class. I select my challenges. I go without food for no reason, so that I'm prepared for anything that may happen in that arena. Oh, I've already been here. I know how to fast 7 days, 10 days. I prepare myself mentally for the things to come ahead. I wake up and just pretend they happen. Like, yo, damn, what? All right, cool. Now I'm emotionally set for that. If that ever happened, I'm good. I challenge myself mentally, physically, emotionally. I even challenge myself financially to live on a budget that I don't even gotta live on. I live on a budget that I ain't even gotta live on. Because I'm creating my own challenges. I want that budget to be slim. So if it ever really gets slim, that's not even a challenge for me, because I've been doing that. You get what I'm saying? And while I'm setting up this challenge, guess what? I'm saving money too. It's like a double-edged sword. You get what I'm saying? And you will be too. You can save yourself energy. You can save yourself stress by just going through it before you actually even got to go to it. So if you want to live your dream life that's void of challenge, not going to happen. But if you want to live your dream life, your real dream life, and you set up your own challenges, you do that enough, you'll have less challenges moving forward. That's it. It's like you can have it on automatic where the universe do it for you because you're not on your job, or you could do it manually. And the universe just skip over you a little bit, be like, all right, motherfucker challenging itself, I'll be back. That's literally the way it works. I promise you. I promise you. If you think, yo, I can't go without, let's say something as extreme as your child, yo, I can't live without my child. No. And mind you, you know this is a real rule because I don't even say can't and all that other shit. These are not even words I use, but I'm being extreme so that you know how serious I'm being. Let's say you say, I can't live without my child. First of all, you're going to have a day where you live without your child. Because when you say, I can't live without my child, all you're saying is, I'm very fearful of living without my child. And then you put an energy into fear, and then you're going to have a time where you have to separate from your child. So let's not even manifest that way. Let's not even say shit like that. But if you did say, I can't live without my child, you know you're setting up that challenge for yourself. So guess what? Set it up to where you already live without your child. It's going to sound crazy. Send them to their grandma's house for a week. Something. But in your mind, mentally separate yourself from them. So you lessen that fear, that anxiety. You create that challenge for yourself. Now the universe know. The devil know. That ain't even a way I could go. That ain't even a challenge I could set. That person is already there with that. That ain't going to be no challenge for them. So let me skip over that. Swear to God, that's the way it happens. When you challenge yourself, the fucking overseer of challenges just skip you. All right. Fuck it. You could do it now or you could go through it later. When you go through it later, it's going to be bigger. But when you're on God mode, you challenging yourself so much, man. The universe don't even see. The universe seem like nothing. It seem like they can't even give you no motherfucking challenges you can't take. It's like, man, this shit is whatever. You know what I'm saying? I challenge myself more than this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then when you prepare for everything, then you can live a life closer to what you talking about. Because you already, the universe gonna already know this motherfucker built. This motherfucker built for war every way. This motherfucker is ready. Damn. I can't really give them no challenges like that. You know what I'm saying? And it keep building from there. Yeah, of course the universe is going to find a way to challenge you. But you already going to have that armor. You're going to be strong. You're going to be strong. And you're going to know, I can get through this. I do this every day. Listen, let me tell you something. The man that's disciplined every single day, the woman that's disciplined every single day, they already ready. They already ready for that challenge. Man, listen, all the shit I do, you think this shit not challenging, bro? You think it's not challenging the fucking, my life is, nigga, the duties manifest, do this hip hop site, do my podcast and this, that, and the third, still live the way I live. We can't just go out to restaurants and shit. We can't just, everything I do got to be from scratch. Nigga, I don't even use regular detergent. Nigga, I got to go to I can't go to the laundromat and get detergent. I can't go to the local grocery store. Nigga, I use exclusive shit. All this shit is challenging. That shit take time. Making raw meals, even cook shit that's vegan take more time than just hamburger helper. All right, here you go. 5 minutes. Boom. But I'm not presented with the challenges them people going to be presented with in the future. When a doctor say, oh, yeah, something wrong. Because I'm making my challenges now. It used to be a challenge not to eat the bullshit. Ain't even no challenge. That's what I'm saying. That's a perfect example right there. Used to be a challenge. Like sometimes I get that motherfucking nostalgic feeling. I'm going to be totally honest and transparent right now. Nigga walk by me with a cheesesteak. I'd be like, God. Damn, this like 1 or 2 years into being raw and shit. And I'm like, that shit took me back. I'm from Philly, bro. You know how many cheesesteaks I shitted out? I probably spent $100,000 on cheesesteaks in my lifetime. Like for real, like $5-6 at a time. $100,000 on cheesesteaks, right? I spent more on fucking cheesesteaks than clothes, my nigga. Real talk. So sometimes I'd be like, oh, my God. But I took it as a challenge. Right. So I said, fuck that. I'm just going to get over this shit completely because that's not what it is. That ain't what's good for me in the long haul. Let me put myself around these niggas. Let me go to these Thanksgivings with these people. And I know they're going to be eating all the shit that I used to eat. Let me purposely put myself, let me go to restaurants with friends and be like, I don't want nothing. Nigga, I set that up myself. So now that shit ain't even no challenge. I wake up one day and the universe don't even want to challenge me on that shit. The universe want to help me on that shit. Universe be showing me new recipes and shit for what I do. Because it know it can't challenge me with that shit. Come around me with a motherfucking cheeseburger. Nigga, that shit gonna look like trash food to me. Some cow meat. Like that shit, you get what I'm saying? That shit look like it came out the garbage to a nigga like me. So universe already know. Nah, that ain't a challenge I can give them. And that's a perfect example. I'm not gonna keep going on and on with this shit. Feel me? Because I'm really out of shit and I'm out of time. And I gotta go. I got shit to do. I'm just doing this for y'all, man. I love y'all. Keep continuing to tune in. As always, I'm going to go when the spirit calls me. So I may see you tomorrow. May see you in a week. May see you in a month. May see you in 10 years. Nigga, don't put that on me. You get what I'm saying? But every time you come, it's going to be quality shit, man. And I'm going to transform your mind. And I'm going to get you prepared for life as it is. Not the bullshit. Not these motherfuckers that's really trying to sell you something. Did I try to sell y'all something yet? Is this something that I tried to sell y'all yet? No, I get paid from the ads. That's it. That's it. When you hear the ad at the beginning, that's it. I've never sold a fucking, I never tried to sell anything. I'm the real deal. Remember that. It's the God G Holy. This has been a Dream Team Manifest. It's been perfect. This has been fun. And it's going to reach your ears and it's going to touch you. I already know. So from my heart to yours, we out.